Good morning, and welcome to our 10 at 10. If you haven't already, I invite you to close your eyes, bring your attention to the breath, the gentle inhalation, exhalation, the ebbing and the flow, contraction, and the expansion. Always, I like to remind you of the words of Job. He said, it is the Spirit of God that has made me. It is the breath of the Almighty that gives me life. So let us be conscious as we take the next three deep breaths in, that we are breathing in the breath of life itself. Inhale. Lower the diaphragm, extend the stomach, and breathing that life-giving, energizing breath of God. Hold. Gently, slowly, breathe. Bring attention into the cave of the heart, the sanctuary of the soul, the monastery of the spirit. And be conscious of this wonderful organ that is the hub. And now breathe in again, a second breath. Hold. Gently, slowly. And as we take our third and final deep breath in, let it be intentional that for the next 9 or so minutes, that we are consciously choosing to commune with the source of all that is, the ground of being, God in us as us. Inhale. Gently, slowly, release. This morning I continue with Psalm 89, Psalms for Praying and Invitation to Holiness by Nancy Ma. You have made yourself known to the faithful. You set them on the path of peace. The gift you sent to teach us love invites us to eternal life. Through the heart of all hearts, you opened the way to life. Your steadfast love came among us, giving us strength. Fear shall not overcome us. We will not give in to doubt. For your love casts out fear and gives rise to forgiveness of those who would do us wrong. Yes, your faithfulness and your abiding love are with us, and in your name we can do all good things. Through you is our purpose made known, that we might know your will and make it our own. In our gratitude we cry out, you are the Beloved, the Most High, our very breath. Through you we are born anew. The Spirit of Truth comes to us. Your enduring love is with us forever, and your covenant stands firm throughout eternity. We will know you as loving companion presence, now and in the life to come. If your children turn their backs and follow not love's way, if they oppress the weak and befriend injustice, they will separate themselves from love and will dwell with fear. Even so, my steadfast love will await their return. My faithfulness will remain sure. My covenant stands true forever, as does the life that begets life. You are all invited to holiness, to come to the fullness of your birthright. For love shall endure forever, and light is the sun before us. Like the stars, they shall be established forever. They shall stand true while the firmament remains. Beloved, Mother, Father, God, ground of being, source of all that is, the infinite intelligence in which we live, move, and have our being. As we consciously come into your presence at this moment, knowing that right where we are, the divine life quickens, renews, restores, replenishes, enlivens us. That right where we are one with you, one with all that is, one with all of life, all creation, all sentient beings. Divine beloved, we have forgotten that we belong to one another. We have forgotten that we are yours. We have forgotten that the rule of this world is to love. Love heals, love transforms, love forgives. Divine beloved, Mother, Father, God, as we come this morning in conscious union with you, touch our hearts. Touch our minds, touch our spirits, that we truly may express all that you created us to be, to share, to express, to purpose. Let love guide our path. Let love illuminate our consciousness. Let love direct our words and actions. There is so much that is happening across our world at this time. It seems that there is nowhere that we can point to where there is peace, where there is acceptance, where there is justice, where there is unity, where there is love, where there is freedom. So we place our world on this altar of prayer. Be it the situation with Gaza and Israel. Be it the situation in Ethiopia, or Myanmar, or Colombia, or wherever we choose to point on this beautiful globe. We bring it all before your throne of grace, knowing that with man it is impossible, but with God all things are possible. So for whatever the individual and the collective needs of this world, we surrender to you, Lord, knowing that you are able to do exceedingly abundantly more than we can ask or think. Our teacher said it is the Father's good pleasure to give us the kingdom. Let us be the willing vessels to bring your heaven here on earth. That in our interactions, people may see and realize your presence. Let us be loving. Let us be accepting. Let us be kind. Let us be sincere. Let us be generous in expressing who you are and all that you are. Divine beloved, grounded being, source of all that is. For every need, for every wish, for every desire, for every prayer, we surrender them to you right here, right now. For your infinite grace, your endless blessings, your eternal mercies, we are ever grateful. And so it is. And so it is. And so it is. Take a deep breath in. As you allow that prayer to resonate within, and I unmute the phones for our prayer of intention. Repeat after me. I am the light of God within and without.
I am the light of God within and without.
Radiating brightly.
Radiating brightly.
I am the love of God within and without.
I am the love of God within and without.
Expressing unconditionally.
Expressing unconditionally.
I am the power of God within and without.
I am the power of God within and without.
Manifesting exuberantly.
Manifesting exuberantly.
I am the presence of God within and without.
I am the presence of God within and without.
Eternal and unceasingly.
Eternal and unceasingly.
My beloved, I wish you a very blessed, happy Thursday, Friday, Saturday, until we come together once again on Sunday for Dr. Ng's Sunday Soul Connection. Peace and blessings.